Well, welcome everyone to this week's edition of Inside BU Hockey. Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel, baked fresh, baked daily, with locations in Lexington, Woburn, and Watertown. And our player profile, our Terrier profile this week on the men's side, very pleased to have with us Boston University sophomore left wing from Andover, Mass., Shane LaChance. Shane, welcome to the show, and great to have you with us here this week. And overall, a good start, 2-0 for the Terriers in the first two weekends of the season.
Yep. Thanks, Bernie. Anytime. It's good to be back. Definitely a good start. Nice to get the first two wins under our belt, so we're looking forward to this weekend.
Overall, of course, your role, I guess, has changed this year as, well, the first sophomore captain in Boston University history. Jay Pandolfo was quoted recently as saying, well, why should we be surprised? He's literally been a Terrier for 21 years. I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, I mean, he's right on with that. It's definitely true.
And as far as your responsibilities with the letter on the sweater this year, how did that shape your off season, Shane, in terms of the leadership off the ice, the conditioning, getting this team ready? Seems like we got a very close team again, that you guys have a good rapport, good camaraderie. And I'm sure part of that was just spent with the amount of toil and sweat that you put in during the summer to get ready.
Yeah, definitely. I think for me, it's just about not changing too much. I think over the summer, I was just trying to lead by example for the most part. To show the new guys and show the guys coming in what we do here, what our culture is here. And I think they did a great job buying into that early on. And obviously, you know, we're two games in here, and you know, we're looking to just keep this thing going. And I think for me, it's just about not changing too much. Just worry about my game and, you know, lead by example. And if something needs to be said, say it. But I think the biggest thing is just, you know, making sure I'm leading by example. And, you know, if the guys need someone to look to, if guys need anything on and off the ice, you know, I'll always be there for them.
And I'm guessing now captaincy is not something foreign to you. I think you did have responsibilities in previous stops during your hockey career.
Yep. I was lucky enough to be a captain at Tabor and then in Youngstown a couple years ago. So, it's definitely something that I take pride in. You know, leadership is such a crucial role on every team. And, you know, if you have great leadership, then it definitely helps your team out, helps guys get comfortable, helps guys, you know, do the right things. And if I'm able to just help these guys out and, you know, make it easier on them, then I'm doing my job right.
And, you know, the whole thing about the concept about the off-ice, I saw you guys, maybe either you saw me or I saw you on a Friday night right before the season. And, you know, it was great to see you guys were coming from dinner. You had dinner together. It was a Friday night and getting ready for practice the next day. Just those little things that are important in terms of establishing that rapport and that closeness with a team.
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, it's super important to be close on the ice and, you know, in the locker room. But again, I think it's just as important, if not more important, you know, to be a close away from the rink, hang out, you know, go to dinners, hang out in each other's dorms. And I think that just, you know, it just makes your group that much closer. And then when it comes game time, you know, you're gonna want to sell out for your teammates just that much more because, you know, you love them so much and you hang out so much away from the rink.
Yeah, you missed a good show with the Lemonheads that night. You guys ought to, you should have come in with me to the Paradise, but, you know, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Was it good?
Yeah, it was a good show. I'll have to send you a couple of tunes, see if you like it.
Perfect.
Maybe next time, Shane. You never know.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be around.
I'm sure you will. Looking at the line, your line mates for this year, you've got Ryan Green, junior centerman, coming back to BU this year. He had opportunities to go elsewhere, made the decision to come back, and fellow member of his class with Quinn Hudson on the right side. You're on the left side. You guys seem to have, dare I say it, established a pretty immediate chemistry among the three of you in terms of how you complement each other.
Yeah, it's not hard when you're playing with two great players like Greeny and Quinn. They're obviously two high-end players. This is their third year here now, so they know how to play. They know how to play in our system. They know what works and what doesn't. And, you know, any way I can help them, I think we all complement each other really well. You know, we all get a slightly different games, and I think that helps us out. And, you know, those guys are really smart players, really skilled offensive players, so they're easy to play with. And I think, you know, we've been gelling so far. We just got to not get too comfortable here. We just got to make sure that, you know, we keep moving forward and we keep driving this team.
And great to see you in the opening game against Holy Cross, Ryan Green. I mean, he's got to be a go-to guy for this team to be successful. And he bookends the scoring. He picks up two goals in the game. You were right there with three assists for the night, also assisting on a power play goal.
Yeah, no, I mean, like I said, Greeny's an unbelievable player, and we're gonna need him to be going all year if we want to have success. And I have no doubt that he will be. He's obviously a high end player. Thank God he came back, and mm-hmm. You know, we're gonna need him this year for sure.
And your role on the power play, you really stepped in and established yourself last year and defined it. Seems like this year your role might be expanded a little bit with the way some of your skill set has developed and be effective in a couple of maybe a couple of different areas this year.
Yeah, for sure. I think obviously we got a lot of skilled players, a lot of unbelievable players on our power play, and you know, whatever I can do to help those guys and make it easier on those guys, whether it's, you know, screening the goalie, dropping off for a pass, maybe just mm-hmm. getting open back door. You know, I'm just trying to make reads off those guys. And obviously all four of those guys are great with the puck, and they know exactly what they're doing out there. So, yeah, we just got to keep it rolling. I think we could be a little better on the power play. But, mm-hmm. You know, I just think with more practice and, you know, we just got to get more comfortable with each other. And, you know, I think we'll sort it out.
And take us through on the first goal, much needed. The Terriers were back on their heels by all indications early in the game, outshot 10-3 at the time. Fourth shot found the back of the net off of your stick. Pretty nifty play there, going off your skate to get that to your forehand to be able to blast that one home.
Yeah, no, it was a big one. I think we were on our heels a little bit for sure. You know, they came out hard on us, and we weren't really ready to play at the beginning. And honestly, we kind of had a good shift. You know, we had a couple chances, and then, you know, Quinn made a good play on the wall, and I was calling for it in the middle. He got it through a couple of D-man, and I just kind of kicked it to my stick and fired it, and luckily it found its way in. But, yeah, that was a good spark for our group. I think, you know, it's a lesson for us going forward, too, is that, you know, once we start playing conference play and, you know, these big time top 10 schools, we're gonna have mm-hmm. to be on our game right away, and you know, that's not gonna fly. It's not gonna fly in the next couple of weeks here. So we gotta get to the bottom of that and work hard this week and make sure we're ready to go for Friday.
Yeah, I think you said afterwards you kind of surprised yourself a little bit out of your range. You know, like the NBA, they're gonna have to start defending you if you're shooting threes.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know how many of those I'll get, but I mean, I'll take them for sure.
No question. Pretty nifty play there to get. To get the Terriers on the board. And I got to ask you, you know, being around your grandfather a little bit over the years, I might not have asked you this before. Are you a superstitious guy? Because when it came to hockey, I don't think there was anybody more superstitious than your grandfather.
Yeah. I've heard some stories about him, but no, I wouldn't say I'm too superstitious. I think I have my routine, but you know, if I play bad or something, or, you know, we lose, and I'm still going to do the same thing. It's not. I'm not going to change my outfit. I'm not going to wear the same outfit because, you know, we won the night before. I'm not going to, you know, do the same exact thing. I just do it because it's what gets me prepared for the game. And I think, you know, win or lose, or, you know, however we play, I think it's not going to change.
Mm-hmm. And is there any truth you can kind of reveal this to Terrier Nation that the real brains of the family in terms of hockey, the one with the most knowledge, is probably Aunt Allison, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, she definitely thinks that for sure. it's actually her birthday today, so we got to wish her a happy birthday.
That's right. It was mine. I won't say how old she is, I know, but it was mine yesterday. It was mine yesterday. I'm not going to say how old I am either, Shane.
I'm not going to guess. Don't worry. I won't guess.
Okay, thank you for not venturing a guess.
And, happy birthday to both of you guys, though.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned,
absolutely.
That this will be the first weekend back-to-back. I mean, you know, it won't count in the standings on Saturday, but if you're going to play an exhibition, you might as well play a rival that you're going to see in the Beanpot and then you might see in Belfast. I think that'll still be a pretty good test with Harvard. And, of course, Friday's huge with points on the line for the first time with UConn in league play.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Friday, we're focused on Friday right now, but, you know, first league game, and, you know, it's always tough when you're playing other Hockey East opponents. And, you know, like I said, we just got to be ready to play from the drop of the puck. And it sounds cliche, but, you know, if we're not ready to go right away, it's you know, it could be a different story. So, I think that you know, we got to be ready for that game, and then obviously playing Harvard. You know, they're going to be hungry. It's you know, they're just starting up. They're going to be excited to play, and like you said, we're going to see them a couple more times down the road. So, you know, they're a really good team this year, and you know, we just got to make sure we're ready to play both nights. And I think it'll be a really good test for us to see where we're at on back to backs. And like you said, it's going to be a dogfight. So we just got to make sure we're ready to go.
Indeed the case. And it's not often, I guess it's really the only time that I can say in an interview that I'm very happy that your mother allows you to stay up late enough to see the end of the game, because that wasn't always the case when you were listening to me as a kid.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the good thing she doesn't pull me off the ice now. I mean, third period starts, it's a little past my bedtime. But no, she's been great. She's been a great supporter. And obviously, you know, I couldn't be where I am without her. So, It's been fun, and you know, like I said, I'm able to stay up past my bedtime now for these games. So
very important. And also, I'm gonna go with the countdown here as we wrap up. You're now with that 14th all-time goal as a Terrier. You're just 17 behind Grandpa right now, and it took him 96 games to get 31. So
yeah, well, I got some work to do then, I guess.
42 games, 14 goals, not bad.
I'll take it.
I wouldn't bet against you moving up on the all-time list, the all-time family list anyway there, Shane. Appreciate you joining us this week. And once again, big weekend ahead. Best of luck for you and the Terriers. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Bernie. Appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us this week, Shane, on Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel. Bake fresh, bake daily. To order online, go to wickedbagel.com. It takes a crazy bagel lover to make the best and freshest bagels, and that's who you will find at Wicked Bagel. Wicked Bagel features only hand-rolled New York-style bagels crafted with precision and love to meet your high standards at their three locations: 171 Mass Ave, Lexington, 345 Washington Street, Woburn, and now open at 68 School Street, Watertown. Bake fresh, bake daily. Wicked Bagel.
This is Jeffrey Glassman. When you're hurt in a car crash, we fight big insurance companies to make sure you get the money you deserve. Hurt? You gotta get Glassman. Call 617-777-7777.
Welcome to Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel. Baked fresh, baked daily, with locations in Lexington, Woburn, and Watertown. I'm Allison DeWitt. Our time this week with Boston University women's ice hockey captain Tamara Giaquinto is sponsored by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers. Hurt? Gotta call Glassman. So Tamara, just to get started, you opted to take a fifth year this year. What made you want to stay?
Yeah, it was definitely a no-brainer for me. I had such an amazing time here at BU over my 4 years, like academically, athletically, being in this amazing city, being with my amazing friends and coaches. I just knew I wanted to come back here for a fifth year.
And then coming back, as a result, you're one of the oldest on the team. How have you used your experience to support the younger girls?
Yeah, obviously experience is kind of invaluable. Like, you can't really teach that. So I've been kind of taking everything I've learned so far over my 4 years and kind of helping all the freshmen and their adjustment period. I know we have 3 of our 8 D are freshmen. So I think I've been trying to do a really good job kind of helping them adjust. And then obviously Kira's my D partner right now, so giving her some tidbits and like some advice on what to do and how to be successful.
And then this year you were appointed as captain. What does holding this position mean to you?
Yeah, it means so much to me. I'm obviously very grateful to have the opportunity. I think I've had really great leaders over my 4 years who I can look up to, as well as Tara and Regan, who've kind of been in the same position as me. So kind of leaning on them and taking their advice and having great role models have been really helpful for me.
Then you mentioned these past leaders. What did you learn from the past captains about your captain?
Yeah, just kind of how to be like that great leader and being the great role model and knowing when to step up and knowing when the team needs some help, and just being that role model and leader that people can look up to.
And then how have you felt your role on a team shift since being named captain?
Yeah, it was obviously a little bit of an adjustment period for me, but just kind of knowing that I kind of got appointed as leader for a reason. So kind of just staying true to myself, keep doing what I've been doing right over the last 4 years. And yeah.
And then your assistant captains, along with you, are all new to wearing a letter. What has it been like for you guys to learn to lead together for the first time?
It's been super cool. I think we have a really great leadership group. We all bring different strengths and we're all relying on each other. And just like communicating with each other when things aren't going right. And then when they are going right, it's been really cool. And then we've had a lot of workshops on how to be great leaders, and like some things that are going to make us successful. So yeah, just leaning on each other. It's been really cool to see so far.
Awesome. And now you're in year two with Coach Watchhorn. What is your comfort level like with her in comparison to your time with Coach DeRusher?
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. Tara is definitely one of the main reasons why I wanted to come back. I think I respect her so much as a person. It's been great. I think she has very high standards and expectations for all of us, which has really helped us be successful. So yeah, I just absolutely just respect her so much and love learning from her every single day.
And how are you guys building off of what you learned from her last season to lead the to for this year?
Yeah, as I said, she has super high expectations and standards for us. So I think it's really been helping us on and off the ice. Just keep growing from that. And I know we've been saying this a lot, but I think we have a very strong foundation from last year. Just building off of things that worked well for us, and then building off the things that didn't and kind of change and adapt. And I think it's been great so far.
Awesome. And now speaking about that foundation, I know it's still early in the season, but where do you want the team to be in the coming months?
Yeah, I think we've really showed how well we are as a team so far. Like the Minnesota games, Northeastern games, I think just kind of being confident in our team and how our abilities, and just keep building on what works well from us, work what works well for us, and yeah, just keep growing and learning and being great.
Awesome. You mentioned the three new freshmen D earlier. You have a handful of new players on your roster. What's it been like getting to know them so far?
Yeah, I mean, Lindsay has been my best friend forever, so it's kind of nice to have that piece of home for me here. We started and finishing our careers together, which is really cool to see. And then Maeve, Riley have been amazing so far, bringing so much leadership to our team. And then freshmen all been amazing. Feels like they've been here forever. Sorry. yeah, I think. Yeah, they've been doing a really good job so far, and they've been a great part of our team and really helping us be successful.
And then you're playing with different partners on D than you're used to from last season. I know you mentioned Kira. How do you guys complement each other on the ice?
Yeah, I mean, she's been unbelievable so far. I really enjoy playing with her. I think she brings a level of poise to the game, which has been really great. Just not really worrying who I'm being partnered with. Like, I know it changes all the time. Just keep playing our games, keep learning from each other, and yeah.
And then with her and your other partners, so you're playing in front of Callie often. How do you guys communicate on the ice?
Yeah, I love playing in front of Callie. Mari as well. I think our goaltending has been unbelievable. Yeah, I think they've been doing a really good job of communicating, and I think that's something that we've been working on as well. Just being confident with whoever's in the net, and just communicating on the ice, off the ice, helping each other when we need something to be changed.
And then, so your six games so far into the season, including that exhibition, how are you seeing the team gel together on the ice?
Yeah, it's been really cool to see. I think we've learned so much already. I can't believe it's been six games. But I think it's really cool how we've been able to gel off the ice as well. You can just see everyone really wants to be there. Everyone wants to succeed, wants to win, and it's really cool to see the dynamic and the culture that we've built so far.
So last weekend was a big one with the Northeastern series that you guys split. What did you guys learn from that series?
Yeah, I mean, I think it showed how much resilience we have as a team and how we're able to bounce back. It's been really, really cool to see. I think we kind of have a confidence of how we're going to be a top team this year, and that we're able to bounce back from those games and learn what we've did wrong, and able to turn it back in such a short amount of time. Like playing at 7 and then winning the next day at 3 p.m. was just something that was really cool to see. And the coaching staff just put so much effort into video, and I know they didn't really sleep that night, which really showed and really helped us be successful and turn around the next day.
And you mentioned this confidence and turning around. How gratifying was it to end that years-long streak with Northeastern and win?
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. I've been looking forward to this moment for so long. It just meant so much just because they're huge rivals for huge rivals. And we really were dominant out there, and it was just like the most relieving, amazing feeling ever.
And then getting that shutout for Cali, how did it feel for you guys back on the D line?
Yeah, that was amazing. I think Callie just played absolutely unbelievable. She always does, but I think she really helped us out, making those big saves when we needed it. And I really think it helps her confidence as well because she's an amazing goalie and she deserved that shutout.
And then what did you say that this, with Northeastern being consistently one of the best teams, honestly, in the NCAA? What does it say about your team having the ability to defeat them finally?
Yeah, it was really nice, and I think we deserve that. We put so much work over the course of the semester already so far, and it gives us a little bit of confidence because we were so close against Minnesota. Playing these ranked teams early, I think it really helps us, really sets the tone for the rest of the season.
Awesome. And then looking ahead to Maine this weekend, the last year you guys won two games on the road, lost at home. I know last week in Maine, split two with Providence. What are you expecting from them?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're more worried about our game and how we're going to show up. I think we need to be able to play consistently throughout the year. I'm setting the tone, not worried who we're pl going to play against. Just playing our game all the time. We know they have a really strong forecheck, so kind of just being able to get past that and figuring out ways to get into the offensive zone and being aggressive, playing with intensity, and I think we're going to do well.
Awesome. And, so moving on, you guys are playing in Agganis this year instead of Walter Brown. How's the team been settling in so far?
It's amazing. Again, this is such a beautiful facility. The Jumbotron, the light show, everything, it's been really cool. But I think our equipment managers and the facility staff has been really helping us with the adjustment period and how we're able to like move over from Wally B to Agganis. Everyone behind the scenes has been doing a really great job in making this entire process super smooth for us.
And then with this adjustment, there are a lot of double headers now, including the two this weekend. What was the experience with the first one like last weekend with Northeastern?
It was really cool. I mean, I personally love playing at 3 p.m., so I like the earlier games before the men's, but it was really cool, like having the fans there and all the support, and then being able to stay and watch the men's game and support them too was really cool. And I think it's going to be really good to grow our game too, because people are going to be able to stay and watch us, and then for the men too. So it's a really cool experience.
I'm talking about growing your game. The PWHL has had a real moment since last season, really. Did you follow the Toronto team last year?
Yes, I did. I tried to follow every single team. It's so cool, like having a league and something to look up to now. It's been unbelievable, and I think like all the girls looking up and seeing us, and then seeing college and then PWHL, something to follow has been it's absolutely amazing.
And there have been some exciting moments for them, including the new names being announced. What do you think this means for the growth of women's hockey in the future of the game?
Yeah, it's so cool. Again, just having the PWHL there and having role models and something to look up to, and knowing that hockey doesn't just end at college, like there's kind of an after, and we're able to live and like off of the salaries and stuff. And it's really cool to see.
That's awesome. So, a couple more personal questions. So, hockey players are known to generally be pretty superstitious. Do you have any superstitions?
I'm not too superstitious. I listen to the same like four songs before a game, and I have one superstition with our equipment manager, and she gives me a pack of gum, and I take the same four in the same spot before every game, but I'm not too superstitious.
And then on a game day, what's your routine like?
I like to play soccer with the team sewer, and then I tame my stick. Again, I just like to have the most amount of fun I can have before a game. I can't be too serious, so just kind of joking around, and kind of taking things light and playing sewer.
That's awesome. So lastly, so the puck is about to drop. What's going through your head at that moment?
Honestly, I don't really think of too much when I'm on the ice. I tend not to overthink or I get into my head, but maybe a couple nerve, a little bit nerves, and excitement for the game to start.
Awesome. That's excellent. That's great. Well, thank you for joining us this week on Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel, baked fresh, baked daily. To order online, go to wickedbagel.com.
It takes a crazy bagel lover to make the best and freshest bagels, and that's who you will find at Wicked Bagel. Wicked Bagel features only hand-rolled New York-style bagels crafted with precision and love to meet your high standards at their three locations: 171 Mass Ave, Lexington, 345 Washington Street, Woburn, and now open at 68 School Street, Watertown. Baked fresh, baked daily. Wicked Bagel.
This is Jeffrey Glassman. For four generations, my family has called New England home. My grandfather taught me to always care for people and fight for what's right. At Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, that's exactly what we do. When you're hurt in a car crash, we fight big insurance companies to make sure you get the money you deserve. We care, we fight to win, and we don't get paid unless you do. Hurt? You gotta get Glassman. Call 617-777-7777.
Our BU in the Pros segment this week features former Terrier Hobey Baker winner Jack Eichel. The Vegas Golden Knights center and alternate captain is off to a fast start for the 3-1 Golden Knights, averaging 2 points a game with 2 goals and 6 assists, along with a +4 rating. The 2023 Stanley Cup champion is hoping to lead the Golden Knights on another long playoff run in the spring. We also want to take a moment to acknowledge Cameron DiCostanzo, who worked with the BU team in media relations the last 2 seasons and now is the digital media coordinator for the Golden Knights. Best of luck, Cam. BU in the Pros is sponsored by Eastern Clothing of Watertown, providing a premium experience without the elevated price tag since 1937, with sizes to fit anyone and prices to fit any budget. Call 617-924-8240 or visit easternclothing.com to set up an appointment.